Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio and The Lois Effect with Liz and Elisa.
Oh, look at what
my name
visited.
Is Elisa, and I guess you are Liz.
And you are Lisa. Damn. Ooh, look at what we're doing.
Well, I went ahead and changed all the show names, so, you know.
I love it. Yay. So this is our, first show where it's transitional, not official, just transitional, as we are just yielding to these energies that decided to show up on the Some of You show, and then keeping me up at all hours of the night and going through all changes during the day and whatever. And I think it's very funny how energy's coming in from the other side to support you have emerged into encouraging shifting this platform. And I think for those listeners that really don't know what we're talking about, can you just give like a Twitter version of why we're calling ourselves the Lois Effect starting today?
Because you told me to. No,
bitch! And that's our show. Bye!
She told me I had to change it.
I didn't tell you nothing. I just said, you know what? Well, you know what? If you really want to get it right, I didn't tell you, but somebody told me to tell you. Touche.
Well, so the Lois Effect stands for Love Originates in Self. And that came from my mentor, whose name is Lois. And she is now on the other side, and her next level is actually continuing teaching. It's kind of interesting because she's come to you, or she's come through you,
yes,
to kind of send me like messages of encouragement and like, you know, get your stuff together and, you know, keep doing what you need to be doing, and all these, you know, the spiritual work is just always has, and she has always been my spiritual mentor. I met her in the physical, so that's where that comes from. And so it's been 3 years since she passed, and it's been interesting for her to show up and to have, you know, to have messages to pass to me, and it's not just for me. It's for anybody who is open to that and is open to listening. It's comfortable for me to receive that because she has been my teacher. And I know it's a learning curve for you because you never got to meet her in the physical. So for you to now have this connection with her on such a different level I have to admit, it's pretty cool, and it's also kind of amusing because
I'm sure.
I don't know how it would have been if you had met in physical. I think.
Oh, I know we would not. We would not. I'm going to tell you right now, we would not be feeling each other if we hung out in the physical. We would not be. She would just tell me to calm the hell down. I'm like, don't tell me what to do. Don't forget. So this is the only way that our thing could work. Like, it's good. I know nothing about her. I don't want to learn too much about her. So I keep the line of communication as unfiltered as possible with my stuff. So I'm purposely investigating certain things peripherally based on what resonates inside of me. But in terms of really digging in, I listened to one talk of hers that you sent me the link, which was very interesting because she said, this is normally what I don't talk about. And I think one of the reasons why Lisa sent this to me was, one, it was a glimpse into what her demeanor in the physical, her manner, how she spoke. And what struck me is that when I saw her, which was the first time I saw what she looked like physically, it took my breath away. It's literally how I saw her in my mind's eye. And that and that really took me aback. And our styles are completely opposite, completely, we're bookends. So there's no way that we really would have got on in the physical as well as we're getting on in the energetic realm of things. And the talk mm-hmm. that she gave was so parallel to conversations of energetic discovery that I was having in my own life that I was sharing with Lisa. So when I'm hearing this talk, I'm like, oh, now, pump the brakes now. Oh, hold on. Oh. And we articulated it very differently, but the level, I feel, was incredibly parallel.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
interesting. Anyway, I'm going to let you go back. Go.
I think it was, because I'm so used to hearing, you know, I guess, hearing the way she would teach, you know, hearing her lessons. Not that I'm used to hearing her from the other side, but she's come through a little more frequently, in part because there are times when I have asked, like if there are any messages, and, you know,
yes.
some of the time I'm thinking it could be her, it could be my one of my grandmothers, it could be one of my cousins, you know. So we've had, you know, a few people pass over. So, but when it's her, you know, I definitely pay attention because she's who I'm used to hearing from on a spiritual level about my spiritual life, which is not just, you know, it's not just one thing, you know, my spiritual life is, you know, it's a big part of my life. So
yes,
that makes
is.
More sense to me. And she was a presence anyway, you know, even the physical. She has that demeanor. You know, if you like, for me, it's interesting because I met her at a spiritual, it was not a festival, but it was a 20th anniversary for one of our local Atlanta metaphysical newspapers, like probably the first one, called The Aquarius, started by Gloria Parker, who's also a friend of ours.
Oh, yes.
And
so,
you know, really good friend with Anna. Yeah, so she's like, yeah, she's into numerology. She's, you know, she's into her, she does a psychic bartender show on another show. It's on, it's actually not through Universal Energy anymore, because I think Anna still helps her out with it. So, but anyway, she's been a figure in the Atlanta community for, well, at that point, I think it was 10 years. So maybe now it's been over 20. But it was a big birthday party for that publication and Lois and her husband had a table and she was actually talking, and that's how I met her.
Mm.
And that was in, I want to say 2003, maybe. And yeah, I met 2002, 2003, and I met her, and she's someone who was so into what she was doing. She was so excited about the concepts she wanted to teach and about how she was able to heal herself. And
yes.
So she had developed all these classes to help people along that journey. And not that, you know, I took the class because I thought she was a really cool lady. And there was something about how she was so excited about her content and her own discoveries that made me want to listen.
Right.
I'm thinking, you know, I don't have some, you know, debilitating disease here, but I feel like this is something I need to pay attention to. I need to listen to. And if I think, you know, look back to 2003, I also got involved. I think I'd gone through like my very first, you know, breakup in like 2001. And it, you know, and it was not easy at all. So
mm-hmm.
I was looking for things to do, because at that point we were still living together. It was not easy. So
Lord have mercy.
No,
it's not easy.
Yeah, I needed to be someplace else, and I needed to do something that would feed my soul. And
right.
And I don't think I would have worded it that way at that time because I was still not really paying attention consistently or on the same level at all with my spiritual side. It was just sort of like, I did my numbers, I did my numerology, I knew about astrology. But it took a turn. I think that freed up some time for me to really focus on me. And so I found a meditation class, an energy work class, and then the same thing. And then I found Lois. And between, you know, her classes and that meditation and energy work class, I was, you know, I was on this fast track to really digging deep into who I was and to open up that part of me that really needed it. You know, it was time. So she was definitely instrumental in that, in bringing all that out. And this has sort of been par for the course for me. I tend to hang out with people who are a lot older, in part because they have life experiences and they're, you know, they want to share. And I'm thinking, well, I need to pay attention.
Right.
I need to pay attention to what's happening here. And for this lady who had rheumatoid arthritis, and had it since, I think she had it since the age of like 38 or something like that.
Wow.
And it just had reached a level of pain and had taken such a big turn on her life. Like, it just got worse and worse and worse. And she's like, I just have to do something. And so, you know, we have a lot of people who will call in on the show and they're going through a major crisis.
Right.
And they're looking for relief. And that's exactly how she started her process, you know, looking for relief and realizing and looking at her history, her family history, had other relatives who had, you know, like different types of cancer, and thought, you know, I don't want to go this route because I've seen, you know, what happens if you have to go to these extreme measures on the Western front in terms of medicine. And she said, she's like a lot of people now who are paying attention, like, you know, Western medicine has its place, but it isn't just the symptoms that you're trying to fix. Like, you can't just, you know, oh, this feels better, but now I got something else wacky happening on this side. So she was in her studies, you know, and just trying to get relief and really get to the root of it. That's exactly what it was. You had to like get into the as you put it, the issues and the tissues. And so it was these emotional issues that that you really needed to address to help with the physical issues that you were feeling as a result. And so someone, right. I think, I don't know how, she passed away and she wasn't quite age. She was like in her late 70s. So when I met her, she was in her 60s and was feeling so much better and was excited because she paid her dues. And that was something that she knew would help other people, at least to not give up hope, but to keep searching and to keep doing the work. Because even in the questioning, you're doing your work. And just to not give up. And of course, her biggest thing was, you know, when you get through the classes and the ultimately the teaching, and this is true when you're following any kind of person or a movement or something, whatever it is on a spiritual level, at the core, you have love that you have to acknowledge and not only you know, receive, but to put out, you know, this love and understanding in all shapes and forms what it is and appreciating what it is, because sometimes we have such a narrow concept of what love is, and it's so it's been so promoted a certain way, packaged in a certain way, that all these other things are still important. And in fact, that's just one perspective of what love is and what fraction of what love is. But sometimes we're so afraid of what's within ourselves that we don't even look at it. We don't even notice it as what it is. We think it's something else. We think it's, you know, love is pain. We have all these other connections and connotations of what love is. And when you really get to the heart of it, that's what you are. So we are. And to deny that or to not pay attention to it, usually it leads to all these other issues, you know, of you know, different levels of pain. And it's not easy because you were in this form, so you're meant to feel a lot of different things. But if you forget that you're love, then, you know, just it makes the story a little crazier. And again, that's not a bad thing. It just means maybe you've got more stories to share later on. Well, you always have stories to share. But now I think we're looking at, well, what is the result of all of that? Like, what are you, in a sense, what are you leaving behind? You know, what are you leaving to other
right.
people who are still going to be in this body? And if it's just despair, you know, that's it's obviously short-lived on many levels in terms mm-hmm. of the teaching, versus someone who, you know, went through a divorce, had, you know, a debilitating autoimmune disease, and found a way to work through it and tried everything to try to feel better, and then realized, oh my gosh, you know, these are issues that have been ongoing, and we talk about ancestry for, you know, lifetimes.
Right. Deep.
And so for her to make a connection with that, and so all the things that I find fascinating, all the things that I'm now, you know, experiencing, and it's not just like, oh, I have this or that. It's not even that, but the aging process and what it means to be in this body and to live a long time in this body. What does it mean? And what do you carry with you?
Right.
And what are you carrying with you from your ancestors? You know,
right.
to be born into a particular family line, and you know the stuff that I'm dealing with. I'm like, did I sign up for this? I mean, I guess I did. You know, I,
right.
on some level, I'm mm-hmm. like, well, let's try to heal this, because only so many people have the awareness and will then commit to doing something about it.
Right.
You know, and it's not a pat on the back type of thing. It's just, you know, sometimes if it feels like, I've been through this before, I'm getting all the signs that I've done this before. And you're thinking, well, if I know I've done it before, that means I've made some choices that lead me back to doing this again.
Thank you.
What choices can I make to try a different path? And it always anything unknown is going to seem a little scary and frightening.
Right.
So to find somebody in this package, you know, of you know, physical package of this elderly woman who's excited about all the stuff she's ever learned, you know, academically and then spiritually, and putting it all together. Yeah, she definitely has a following.
Yeah.
And it's a way to appeal to people to not give up hope. And to really dig deep and to look at what's really
right.
what really is within you, and what is love, and what does that really mean, and can you love yourself as well as you think you can love another person? And in fact, could you save some of that for yourself too? Not even like trying to keep it from somebody else, but extend it to yourself. Sometimes it's like we said, it's so much easier
right.
to focus your attention on somebody else.
Right.
Because that feels normal. Some would say it feels better, but it just feels normal. Maybe it doesn't feel better. Sometimes we just don't even know what better feels like. We can't imagine what that is.
Well, we have no idea.
So,
right. Until we're on the other side of it. Right.
Well, what happens is you end up repeating, you see somebody else do better. And then, so for a moment, that feels good because you know you had a hand in that, you helped them, and then it's like, okay, so now what? You know, when you're left to your own devices, are you doing the same things that you would have done for somebody else without
right.
even thinking?
Right.
We do have a hand raised. I wanted to.
Okay, so. Thank you for laying that out like that. So here on the Lois Effect, we're taking the influence We're not going to be officially sanctioned by anything because we don't have time for that. But that love originates in self. That's where the sum of you, you take the sum of you, and the next evolution of that is to tap into the supply of love originating in self. And energetically, we're just being led in a different direction by Lois's energies, using me as the receiver for right now. So that's what this is. And influenced by Elisa's request to want to connect with energies from the other side, to hear any messages, to have the desire for knowledge, well, you know what? Ask and you shall receive. And there was some tough love that Elisa was getting from the other side, and that just morphed into she became a co-host, kind of.
Mm.
So here we are. So let's take this call and let's just see. This is sort of like a an opportunity, really moving forward with this season, the final season of the Some of You Show. Now the soft launch of the Lois Effect, which will turn and morph into different things, and that will be revealed as it's revealed, as it's being revealed to us. But taking the influence of the energies from the other side into this platform. So let's take this call and we'll just see where it takes us. Like we're do everything
right.
else, right? Okay, cool.
All right, yeah. This is area code 386. Good morning, you're on the air. Who's this?
Caller.
Hello?
Hi, who's this? Okay, maybe they stepped away.
Or if you didn't mean to press one, that's fine. But
right.
Yeah, what you do is we can check back in maybe a little time. If you did mean to press one, then so we'll check in. If you didn't, you may want to press one again on your phone, and then that way your hand will not be raised. So anyway, I think you know, you and I have had a chance to talk a little bit more off the air.
Right.
In part because we couldn't do a show. We couldn't do a show on Tuesday. Was it last Tuesday or last whatever day
it was? Last Tuesday.
Last Tuesday we couldn't like Blog Talk was being
testy.
Cute. but it was, so you and I were able to really get into a good conversation about it. And you know, I haven't been journaling every single time, but I did write some things down. And And like I said, on last Thursday show that you know, this was I'm up for it. I'm totally up for it because you know, I trust Lois, I trust you, and I trust myself. And I think these are great invitations. And I think there's something about for me in terms of invitation, like it's I need to be invited. I need to be invited.
Clearly, apparently, right.
so I can have that choice. One, to be made aware of some other options, but then to make the choice, and you know maybe that process can be streamlined as I get into it, you know, but it turns out right now that. Yeah, if this is what's on the table, I mean, I'm looking at it like, yeah, this is good. This feels good. It feels like the next adventure.
Doesn't it, though? Yeah. Yeah, and I will say this, and I will say this again, that I always knew for the past 8-9 years of doing this show with you, I always knew we would be led. And I just put a deaf ear to those that want me to have like a whole PowerPoint presentation as to, well, how are you going to monetize this and what are you going to do next? I'm like, I'm just doing it. I'll just know what the next step is. I knew that from day one.
Mm.
I didn't know we were going to shift like this. You know, that would be crazy. But I just knew something would signify a shift. And the shift has been signified, and now the path has presented itself, and we're just taking a hike. And how ironic
right.
that you just started like getting into the love of nature walks and hiking and all those things. Now, I love being a nature walk, but I walk all the time as just my whole life as a matter of therapy, and that's how we get around in New York City. And it's very interesting that this that we have met on this energetic hike, you and I, virtually. So I think that's very, 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 very interesting. So, and she's definitely nudging me and leading me to do research and to sort of intuitively step into exploring tools and modalities to explore. It's almost like she's like, get this tuning fork 528 HD, and then when you have it, I'll let you know what's gonna happen. That like there's these tool and other things that I don't want to say too much on the air because they're not fully formed yet. But I've been exploring some great, like up into the wee hours, like googling, and it's not like I'm googling her and what she's doing. I'm following
right.
the energetic flow and impulse and instinct. So
right.
I'm beginning to kind of cultivate certain tools. And then I reconnected with my spiritual therapist who I hadn't talked to since the beginning of the summer. And I'm like, girl, sit down, because there's some stuff there. And the last I spoke to her, I was heartbroken. Some not pleasant things were going on with regarding my son's safety. And that's kind of been a theme for the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And as of a week ago, yesterday, I mean, the timing is crazy. As of a week ago, yesterday, that shift in me is so profound that I feel it's mirroring the shift that Lois had experienced within herself. And I'm like, whoa, this is okay. Thank you for the access code to the club. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so much of what you and I were talking about off the air a week ago, and then she was talking about in the talk that you sent me, is about this place of discovery that I'm just dipping my big toe into, which then, and this is sort of like, okay, she's kind of coming in a little bit, which is giving me, because I'm talking in ways I'm not going to talk right now, so this is more her, that's giving me the substantive backbone to forge a path, because I'm living the path. See, when she starts coming in, I talk like I'm like a, you know, a PhD candidate, which clearly I'm not. I'm like, all right, and then I fight with her. I'm like, okay. Can I just talk like me? Clearly not. Okay. Substantive backbone, like that's gonna come from me.
It just did.
Okay. You know what? Don't be so cute. So, yes. So it's very funny how also starting the show that we started, you and I, 8-9 years ago, the LOA blend and then the Some of You show. So now the Lois Effect is incarnation number 3 of our energies co-hosting together. Where there was so much resistance to energy coming in that because I have developed not having the resistance and being able to make the shifts, that energetically And again, this is, because I don't know, okay, this is her. The energetic coding is more lined up, or rather more compatible with what she wants to share, or what mm-hmm. she wants to bring in through what she's referring to me as her mouthpiece.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But, you know, this is the filter, girl, so it's like okay, we're going to make a Dutch apple pie, but with a Latin twist. Sorry. I'll make pancakes. They taste like they came from, you know, Latin America. Sorry. So that's just what you're going to get. But she likes it, so it's cool. Anyway, it's amusing to her. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I know why. Yeah, it's amusing to me. I mean...
Why do you tell me why? Tell me why, because I have no idea what she's amusing.
Well, because it makes sense. I mean, it makes sense that it has to come. She can't be like tied. Obviously, she's not tied to anything. She's not in this form, and that's the main thing. Is that
right? She's tethered.
There are plenty of choices just for her as well.
Right.
And so. You know, this particular blending is a little more diverse. It's a lot more diverse, and and partly because we also have no idea, you know, what form it's going to take. We're not tied into like a cookie cutter kind of package of you know, of spirituality. It's like, well, we just, whatever comes up, and it's through us, and so, you know, we're not trying to be, you know, something from Hay House. Not that anything's wrong with Hay House.
No, we're not trying to be that. We're not trying to be corporate.
We're not trying to, right. We're not trying to be anything like that. It's just this is what's coming through, and I think that's kind of neat about it, is that because it truly is a blend, you know. We've had some interesting conversations. We have interesting people calling in, and not, these are not like guest hosts, or, you know, guest callers, anything like that. It's
no.
Just, well, if you call in, and you know, we've built really good relationships with a lot of different types of people from all walks of life.
Right.
And, you know, one of our tags is everyday spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really what it is. And now, so in the physical, Lois was, you know, Midwestern white woman. And, you know, definitely even in her physical life, you know, she wanted to be in a, she didn't like go far out, you know, driving wise, like in Atlanta, she had her own little rules. Like she wanted to stay within like a 3 mile radius because it just was just easier. But that doesn't mean that she was closed off to people, but it just meant, you know, people had to come to her.
Right.
You know, she had some places where she would speak, and that, you know, and fortunately the Atlanta spiritual community was kind of built around those areas anyway, so that was fine. But, you know, when you don't have those kinds of physical constraints because you don't have a body, then...
Right.
You know, there is no limit. And so, yeah, if it comes through, you know, you know, from New York, and then, you know, I'm the one from the South, and, you know, we both have these different diversity type things going on, then, yeah, you know, that's, it is just something different. And,
right.
And I can see how she's, you know, she's not going to be like, oh, well, you have to be just like me. Because that's the same thing. Like for you, you have to have your own filter. And that's why it is. It's so amusing because, I know what she's like. And I never thought of her as like, oh, she's really uptight about that. But I think there's certain things that she would be used to. And, but yeah, I think she, you know, in this physical world, she was a Gemini. So, you know, there's all kinds of things that can just come across. It's like,
that
okay,
makes so
you know.
Much. That makes a lot of sense. And also, too, if you think about it, we are also first generation
mm-hmm.
of immigrants, and that's
mm-hmm.
very interesting because that's something that, you know, it's a completely fascinating filter that I think
yeah.
she's even more so in the non-physical. being able to connect on those frequencies because she's able to. It's literally such a different dimension. And then something else that you said, when I came back from taking the kids to Wisconsin, and I said, mm-hmm. oh, my God, I love me a Midwesterner. Well, mm-hmm. I had no idea.
Well, there you go.
That, see? And isn't that interesting? Because I forget that Michigan is the Midwest because I'm so geographically impaired. I'm like, oh, that's the Midwest. That's Chicago. Okay, I know from Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay. So there you go.
Yeah. She was born and raised in Illinois and lived a lot of her life in Michigan.
That's amazing.
Because that's where her second husband is from. I'm not sure about her first one. But,
right.
But yeah, when they finally moved to Atlanta, she was like, they're not moving back. They weren't moving back up north at all. They were done with the snow and the cold weather. So, yeah.
Wow.
You know, as I'm talking, the things that I enjoy a lot about nature, you know, I like seeing the birds. I mean, I don't know enough about birds to point out, like, oh, like that's a blackbird, probably a crow. You know, it's a bluebird, probably a blue jay.
Right.
Bird, cardinal, brown bird, I don't know, sparrow, I don't know. But Lois, her house in Atlanta, she had a beautiful home, beautiful property, and she loved catching the birds, like, would fly by. And she would know what they were.
Oh, wow.
She was, I remember that. She was like, oh, that's a, you know, whatever. And I'm like, what? Okay. I all I saw was a blur. I don't know.
Wow, that's amazing.
It was a figment of my imagination, you know. But she was really good with that. And so, but you know, so her thing were birds because they came around a lot. but she, in a way, because of the way her house was situated, and there's like a little pond in the front yard of her house, which is one of the reasons why they wanted to get the house, because there's not many big water features like that available,
right.
Closer inside, not in the city, but in the Atlanta area. So, that's kind of, it makes me smile because I find all these feathers, you know,
right.
I'm like, hi, okay, feathers. Okay. So that's kind of cool to have that nature connection, because it wasn't that big of a deal for me. I knew I enjoyed being outside, like at the beach, but obviously I'm not driving down to the beach very often.
Right.
But I can be outside and there is still that it would be nice to know what these birds are and what they mean and all that. So whenever, you know, and I can't like look at a feather and say, oh, it must be from this, you know, because it's from a pigeon, I think. A lot of pigeons around. I did want to ask.
Yeah.
Because there was something, I had a dream yesterday morning. Now, I've still been, like, as tired as I've been because I've been driving a lot. Like, I'll get home and I'll eat something and then I'll usually doze off because I'm just that tired, but I needed to eat something. And then, as a result, I wake up again in the middle of the night,
right.
And I have to force myself to go back to sleep because I did this Sunday night. I fell asleep and woke up at like 3, but I didn't realize it. It was that early.
Oh my God!
I felt like I'd slept. I felt
yep.
I'd slept for
you think
you
it's
know,
early.
A good
yeah,
chunk
yeah,
of
yeah.
time.
Right.
I was like, oh, it's maybe 6 o'clock in the morning. It's great.
Yeah, and you're
like, three. Gosh, yeah,
right.
So I'm gonna go back to sleep. So of course, in that, you know, stretch of time, I had this dream. I'm pretty sure I was somewhere else. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, you probably were.
That because it felt like being like, well, it shouldn't sound weird because you know we are who we are. But it
right.
felt like I was in like some spaceship, you know, like.
Oh.
Like I'm just sort of hanging out here, but I could hear like a voice talking in the background. It was a male voice. Didn't even know what he was talking about. It was like you know when you're traveling and there's like these announcements.
Yes.
You know, just like general safety announcements, you know, that's sort of what it felt like. But I was definitely just hanging out. And I mean that, like, at some point I felt like I was just floating. And at some point I was aware, and it was like being, like I said, spaceship, because it felt like being in outer space. Like when you see those movies where you're like in the rocket and you're in the cockpit, mm-hmm. and then it's just dark, but it's not dark. There's stars.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a symbol that I saw, I couldn't even draw it, because it looked like it was an Asian symbol, like a Japanese symbol. I don't even know. You know, I can't distinguish like what that means.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
but it was done in silver, mm-hmm. and it was something that I just saw. Like it was ahead of me, like probably on a wall or on the structure, almost like the front grill of a car, like the little symbol or emblem of whatever mm-hmm. the manufacturer was. That's what it looked mm-hmm. like. But mm-hmm. I remember seeing that and hearing the voice, the man's voice. And I don't think there was anyone physical around me, but I felt like there was definitely some being around me. And then at some point I felt like I was floating, like they were just going to turn me around. And I'm like, okay. And I was aware that I said, mm-hmm. I could be dreaming.
That was a lucid situation.
Yeah.
Yes. So what's interesting, it's kind of a combination of both, like meaning I'm stopping because I was going to say, what's her name is like hanging out. Okay, so not what's her name.
What's her name?
No, that's not what's her name. I'm kidding. I'm just joking. And she knows I'm busting chops. That's what we call it. Okay. It's like what we're calling. Oh, see, now I'm saying the we. That's funny. What we're calling a dream hybrid, where, yes, you could dream. Yes, there could be lucid dreaming that you kind of feel whatever. Or there could be like, yes, you are getting knowledge and interdimensional exposure, but the practical part of it, and again, I think one thing, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think one thing that Lois and I share is no matter how different we are, we're really practical. And that's
mm-hmm.
so important.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true, but that's what I'm getting. So so we're calling this a dream hybrid. Okay, and maybe Elisa, do me a favor, just take note of that, because that might turn into a thing. I don't know. Okay,
I have a feeling it will be. Yeah.
Okay, so do me a favor, because I want to give you this sort of reading, but I don't want to take notes at the same time. So just make note of that, and then mm-hmm. you can remind me. Okay. So so this is what we're calling a dream hybrid. So what's great is that this is kind of entering a portal of awareness, yet dealing with the stuff that you need to deal with as you're here, because guess what? We're still here. So we still got to deal mm-hmm. with the stuff. Unless we're going to go to a commune, which we're not, or I know I'm not, a great way to forge your path of awareness, yet address and not neglect what's been sort of quietly waiting in the shadows to emerge, as opposed to, so we're not talking suppressed, repressed, none of that, regressed, none of that. It's more like patiently waiting in the wings and now able to emerge. So that's sort of what's going on here. So yeah, absolutely. So the spaceship, yes, you are traveling in different dimensions. That yes, there are things going on around. But at the same token, the dream hybrid is symbolizing your upcoming trip with your family. That that there is a spaciousness because of the inner work that you're doing within yourself. You're also going back to the motherland, right? The fact that you feel floating is like you're finally beginning to know what it feels like to float within your own consciousness, but not influence it by the. It's almost like the will that was confused with free will. So the will that was the impositional will, the will that was imposing sort of how you should think about things or whatever, is now being overwritten by free will. So this is freedom. And the voices that you were hearing, because you were saying it was like a captain or people that were in control or whatever, it's kind of like trusting in what can't be seen, like just yielding, surrendering, trusting. So you felt that it was very tranquil. Then the symbols you talked about seem kind of Japanese, whatever. I think it's a cross between sacred geometry and Reiki symbols. So I also think what you're getting here is like the Yusui symbols. So maybe... because I know your cousin does Reiki, Anna does Reiki. I don't know if Donna does or whoever, but maybe Reiki is a modality for you to think about practicing. I don't know, but they came into me as sacred geometry / Reiki symbols. So that's something to think about, cultivate, develop, explore. Like I'm exploring crazy things like tuning forks and auric fields. So what the hell? Just saying. But this is like an experience of what we're calling a dream hybrid. So please file that. I wrote down the words dream hybrid as I was talking, hearing you speak about your dream, but sometimes I forget the context. So that's why I'm asking you to just, you know, if I need to be reminded of that. I don't think you need to remind me, but just in case. So that's what I'm thinking. And you know what's so crazy? What just dawned on me? Here we go again, Miss Elisa. So you are going to the Philippines whenever you're going, the end of this year or whatever, right?
Yeah.
November.
Yeah.
Okay. Guess who's going to Colombia?
Really? When?
November 5th through the 12th. We just figured it out like yesterday. Isn't that crazy? We're both this always happens with us. I had no plans to go to the motherland.
Wow.
So I have an opportunity to go, which I couldn't turn down. So my dear, dear friend who has moved to another part of Colombia that is in the midst of the coffee area. Which is called Medida, looks amazing. So he is actually getting ready to move stateside because there's some projects and things he wants to do in the States for about a good year.
Ooh.
And that's going to happen in probably December. And he sent me a message because I always talk about, I want to go back. And it will be 2 years in November that I would have been there, and it was my first and only time going there since I was a teenager. I was also a very wounded, energetically battered person, and I'm completely like a 180 degree energetically shift. So he said, all you have to do is get here. You're not going to pay for a damn thing. I'm like, okay, you had me there. And also in his building, because he said this to me, because I always say I want to go. So we've been talking about this for months, but I thought I had plenty of time to go. And then dealing with the ups and downs of single motherhood and crisis and trauma and this, that, and the other, like I couldn't think about indulging and going away. Like I got to keep everything steady at home. But that shift started a week ago Monday with my household, which is very interesting. So sort of like, okay, there's no trepidation for me to leave like it would have had in the past, number one.
Right.
Because I'm seeing the direction that we're going in my household, number one. Number two, he told me this months ago, in his building, they also have units that they do kind of like an Airbnb that they rent by the day, the week, whatever. Because we're both private neurotic, but we're great friends. he's going to get me a unit in his building.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. So I'm like, hello, I can't turn that down. He's like, just get here. So I'm like, there's no way I can't. In my head, And then I'm like, let me just see what my miles situation is. I have just enough miles to go.
Hey, all right.
So she booked it. I booked it yesterday. So we're both going to the motherland. We're both going.
Yeah.
And this, isn't that crazy? Like in the same month. Because aren't you going to be in the Philippines in November?
No, I'll be in the Philippines in December. I'll be in the rest of Asia.
You'll be in Asia
in
though.
November.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah. That is. That's really cool. So we'll have one show together before I leave. But if you're able to do a show when you get home. And then before
there's no jet lag.
It'll be a Thursday show that we can do.
Yeah, definitely. I would love to do
cool
a show. Yes, we have to do a show because it's like I'm leaving, you're leaving. I mean, I'm only going for a week, so that's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be absolutely fine. If, you know, we'll cover we'll make sure we have coverage one way or the other. So not even concerned with that in the slightest, which is great. So I think this is very interesting where in you shifting also, I wanted to say something else, which I was thinking about when you were telling me about the dream. Very interesting. Has your aunt talked about her husband who has passed?
Mm-hmm.
She has?
No, not really. We talked a lot yesterday. We hung out yesterday. And she talked a lot about her, you know, her relatives, like her cousins and, you know, people back in the Philippines. Yeah.
Okay.
And she may have mentioned her husband, but mostly it was about her family.
Okay, but in mentioning her husband, that's okay because it's not about quantity, okay? But
mm-hmm.
in mentioning her husband, now this is interesting because I got that you guys were, she's not a talker, so I got that you guys, that there was conversation, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Can you get a general idea when she talked to, because I think it ties into this dream a little bit, that it ties also to your current environment. That's why I'm asking. Can you remember anything that she said in relation, and it might seem like insignificant to you, but if you can remember, just share that with me, in the context of her husband, because he lived in that house, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So can you remember anything that she said regarding him?
Well, I think it was, she just said that, not really, well, when they did not, they lived in Alabama at one point, and my grandmother, her mother, stayed with them. And that's like a big deal, because everyone wants to hang out with, you know, with Lola, you know. So in the context of her not having kids, It was a real blessing to have her at the house with them, and I don't know if he ever wanted to go to the Philippines like for these big family reunions, that kind of thing, because you know he's a Vietnam vet. I don't know if he wanted to travel that way or go back, you know, to Asia. I don't know.
Right. Okay, that's interesting.
I couldn't decide if it was like, well, he would have wanted to go, or if he was like, no, you can go. You know, that's fine, and I'll be here.
I can't remember
if it was one of those or the other.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just pinpointed it. Thank you. You can go. You can go. Meaning you, Elisa. You can go to the Philippines, and you can go out of that household. Not that there's a rush to get you out, but that it's tying into your current household.
Okay.
Like your aunt is going to be okay. So you can go.
All right.
Don't quote me, but that's just okay.
Cool. Very cool.
Because that was also a component of where you're going in terms of the shifting. So I guess going back to the point of, and I hope it's not a thing that somebody else is doing already. Maybe you can, in my crazy research of, I don't even know what the hell I'm researching, But the whole concept of, I don't even know what it would mean. I guess I'll find out. The whole dream hybrid. Interesting.
Mm.
So maybe it's using the all these things that are coming, kind of coming in to explore. And it's interesting because I know you would agree that I do have a great instinct, even for my own dreams, to get energetically what a dream means.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So interesting. Yeah, I'm going to see what that. And it's great because I'm not even afraid of people like stealing stuff from us. I'm like, go ahead. Go ahead. We got Lois. We're good. Go ahead. Steal it.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, we do have another hand raised. Can we? Think we can.
Yes, we can.
Take
we
a
can,
call.
We'll take this. We'll take this, and then we'll sign off after we take this call. Sure.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. This is area code 973. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Tina from New Jersey. How are you?
Hi, Tina.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. Well, good. So we only have a couple of minutes. So what can we do for you?
Oh, just whatever Spirit has for me.
So, Spirit has all the things you want. Let me.
Oh,
how
yeah.
About
but
we,
look, relationship and boyfriend. That'll be good.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Got to throw it out there. You got to be humble at first. No, nothing. Just relationship, boyfriend. Thank you.
You know, it's so funny because my iPad is freezing a little bit.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting? That's never happened.
That is interesting.
That's never happened. Okay, so I'm not pulling a message for you because the iPad is freezing. Also, the format of the show is kind of evolving and shifting. I don't know if you listen to any part of the show, Tina, but you said something really interesting, and I think your answer in that with relationship is in there. So if I'm going to sort of repeat roughly what you said, you have to be humble at first, and then what was the rest of what you said?
I just said you have to be humble and then state what you want it.
That's it.
Oh,
so
that's pretty
your
good.
Answer. That's your answer.
That was too good. Okay.
That's your answer, sweetheart. That's your answer. So in whatever person that you are, and I think this would apply to any relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Sure, we're talking about romantic, but it could be a relationship that you have with if you have children, or with an elder, or with somebody you're working with.
Yeah.
So, and it's not that the being humble is like bait and switch, but if we go into what humble really means, and I feel that that's tied in to the word of being, you know, gracious,
mm-hmm.
or graceful,
mm-hmm.
truthful, stating your truth because you're worthy of it without making them wrong for it, right? You know,
mm-hmm.
you want to be seen for who you truly are, and I believe energetically that's what you're seeking, is that you really want to be seen for who you are as opposed to being seen for the parts of you that might be more entertaining or more useful or more practical or more pleasurable. So in the being humble and graceful in your communication, it's time to be vulnerable, Tina, because you can't ask for what you want or feel lacking if you're projecting being the perfect, fun, you know, woman.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of on you a little bit.
Mm.
So for him to really kind of, it's okay. Being vulnerable is not weakness. It's actually one of the greatest forms of strength that anyone can express. So I feel that's what Spirit has for you. Be vulnerable. Be seen. Because there's so many bells and whistles that you're kind of sabotaging yourself a little bit.
Mm.
Because he's not allowing to see the woman, you know, the woman that's stripped down, the woman that's not like, and not the stereotypical woman that's either like the party girl or the one that's complaining and she lost her spark. No, it's like you have your spark and that's what has gotten his attention, right? You have that spark. However, that spark has different degrees. the same way when you're cooking on a stove, if you have a stove that has a gas burner, a flame, you got to adjust that flame sometimes. It got to be boiling, simmering, low, hot, medium. So there's different degrees. So the same thing with that spark. That spark could be like fireworks, and that's beautiful. But then that's if that's all that he sees, then what happened to that beautiful spark that's just that one ember that is on you to protect so it doesn't, you know, extinguish? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to leave you with that. I'm so glad the iPad froze. That's very interesting. And we're going to sign off. So give us a call back. But, yeah, show him who you really are.
Thank you.
Okay? And then give us an update.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, darling. Now, what's very interesting, Elisa, and again, I think we are probably, yeah, we're a little over time, so we can touch on this on Thursday. Maybe the messages will be used. Maybe we're going to retire the messages for a little bit. I'm not going to get rid of them.
No. Well,
I'm not
going to
get rid of them.
I didn't change the write-up very much.
You don't have
description.
To. Right.
No, well, you know, maybe I will, because if people are, if they're still, you know, calling in and, hey, I want to get a reading, I mean, you know, they can.
I just gave her a reading. I just gave her a reading. And the thing is, we can have the database as a tool, but maybe we'll play with it, because maybe we'll just play, because that's what the energy feels like. That so interesting that the, I mean, that's Lois. She's like, nope. You're not
right.
doing this.
Right. But no, it was as soon as you're like, oh, well, it's frozen. I'm like,
Right? So, you know, again, we're not making any decisions about anything. And I don't think the write-up really needs to be changed at all, because we can still, readings can be expressed in many different ways. And somebody wants a message. We got messages. So see how Tina asked us. So, yeah, please don't change anything. You don't need to. But Tina asked us, she said, what does Spirit have for me? So she's asked us that before. I'm like, let me go on the database.
Right.
So it's interesting. Now, when we get callers that they're like, they call it a card, right? I just want a card, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So somebody wants a card. Well, this is a virtual, you know, deck of cards. So it will be on deck, but it won't be the end all. There's just more fluidity is all I'm saying. So I think that makes sense. We'll just leave it at that. Okay,
yeah.
Well, always interesting on the Lois effect. I love that. Okay, so wow, I even feel like the sign-off is going to be different. So, yeah, I hope this is okay. I usually have this spiel about follow universal energy, and I don't feel compelled to do that. And it's not even a shady thing. It's an energy thing. Like,
yep.
Okay, so it's an energy thing. So don't feel compelled to do that. Just know that love originates within yourself. Let the light do the work.
There you
go. And to brighter days ahead. That's
all
it.
Right.
I like those. So we'll see if we give them up or not. Yeah. Yeah. We might even change the theme song. I don't know. Have no idea. All right. Well, anyway, we'll see what happens, because we're being led as we all are. Have a great day, everybody. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Take care. Bye.